I was water boy that day, and it's something different now. You're in the midst of it, you're in the midst of the action now, playing, you're in the team. I seen the build up and all on the day of that there as being water boy, and it's something that I'd never thought I would experience, because I didn't think it would come around again, but thankfully it has, and I'm just savouring every moment now.
And what was it like that day for you?
Look, I was nervous. I'm sure as nervous as the players that day, but I remember just looking around the Crewe Park changing rooms, and I was just saying to myself how much I'd like to be in and part of that there as a player, you know. And now you come around 2 years later, it's something crazy, like, to say that I'm in an honoured final with the same bunch of players. I'm very grateful for it, and hopefully we'll get a better result.
What has it been like breaking into a team like that, such a successful team?
Look, it's been hard, but the players and the managers have both helped me along the way. They've helped me break into the team, as you say, and look, I've got an opportunity, and I didn't look back. I grasped opportunity, and thankfully I've had a few with the team. We've had a good few performances, and it's worked for us.
Winning the minor for Stocknield, and winning the Macquarie with St Pat's O'Mara, you've quite a lot of big day experience.
Well, you could say that there, like, but you just take every game, like, you treat every game as the same. Every championship game means a lot to anybody, and you try to prepare for it the same way, and it's a big day for you, and you have to relish the big occasions.
Yeah. When did it dawn on you this year, or when did you say, like, there's something special here?
I was actually on the very first championship match this year. We played against Lavi, who a lot of people thought we were a team of the past, like, we didn't think we had it on us. But the group of players always believe in their own abilities, and through the team we always said to ourselves, look, win the Derry Championship and then we can take it one step at a time. And we just took it one game by game, and it's worked for us, and now we're in the final game of the year on St Paddy's Day, so it's something to look forward to.
You had big games along the way in Derry, winning the final, and obviously beating Kilcoo in Ulster. You know, you had big games, but obviously the big game so far has been St Vincent's in the All-Ireland semi-final.
No, definitely. Look, you're playing against All-Stars, and you're playing against All-Ireland winners, and the calibre of players that St Vincent had that day was surreal. But you have to look around our changing room too, and you have boys like Chris McCaig, Brendan Rodgers, Patsy Bradley, and you just know that this team's something special. And hopefully, I know Dr. Crokes do have the same calibre players as St Vincent's, and they will go on as favourites into the final, but we'll still be believing in our own ability to try and get over the line.